You want to build a solo? Of course you do. You don't want to just play flat and have it be the same intensity at the end as when you started in the beginning. So you have to, A, conceive of an overall shape. The most basic shape is you build, like if you had to draw a map of intensity or whatever, then you build, i.e. the line is going up on the graph, and then, you know, two-thirds or three-quarters or whatever the point is, you reach your peak, and then the last, whatever, let's say 25%, this isn't supposed to be, you know, a dictatorial thing, this is just a visual. The last 25% starts to decline, so you can gently say, you know, say your piece and pass it along to the next soloist, or to go back to the melody, or not. I mean, you can have other curves, but that's a basic starting curve. So that would be A. Have that curve in your mind. How do you achieve that? Lots of ways. But what is the easiest? This is B. You do lots of notes in the peak, and you do a few notes in the start and at the end. Let's just try that. It's very simple. But I don't hear people doing it. Maybe I should try and practice what I preach. If we do a tune, I'm just going to do it over 8 bars, because that would be a little self-indulgent and potentially monotonous to just have one person without accompaniment playing over like 32 bars. But let's see if I can demonstrate it over 8 bars. On a medium slow blues in F minor, I'm going to try to do the curve with nothing but density of notes. There again, there's a lot of ways to achieve the curve, but I'm just going to use density of notes. I'm not going to play a lot in the beginning. I am going to play a lot at the peak, and I'm going to play less as I let it go. And I'm going to do that all within 12 bars, if it all goes well. No comping, please. 1, 2, 3. No comping, please. Okay, so I 75% the way through, I aim to do it with density of notes. How did I do? You can give me feedback.
Yeah, I thought you hit your peak kind of early, but then you actually played more notes after that.
Yeah, I actually thought of that too. I was like, whoops, I'm letting the cat out of the bag too soon. I actually really did think that, and then so I just kept going, but so it's fine. And that's what happens to me too, and a lot of people. You know, it's not just there's two reasons why people don't do the curve. They either aren't aware of the curve, or they can't manage their own, which is my category. I can't manage my own enthusiasm and excitement. I want to get to the peak now. But you know, jokes aside, if you treat your listener as your lover, they're not going to be too happy with that. That's right. Everyone did very well building on that. This was great. And some people chose, maybe subconsciously, other elements besides note density to help them build, which is a good thing. And that leads to the other things on the list, right? So before we get into reading and studying, let me just comment. I heard, just watch my, I heard like different note, articulating different ways to articulate a note here and here. I heard ascending pitches here and see, I can't quite remember now. I try to remember everybody. Here. I can't remember now. And it got worse as I went along because I was determined to remember what everyone did. So there was ascending pitches. There was different articulation of notes. I heard rapid notes here. I heard increasing volume here. I heard like a special effect things at the end here. That was nice. Like all different things which we're going to get into on the list. You guys did them instinctively. Now we're going to look at the list.